We're learning about the laws of the Bedikah and what to do thereafter. Acher HaBedikah Yehi Nizhar B'chametz Shemishar L'Asniyai. Person has to be careful that night that after they do the Bedikah and they have some chametz accumulated, to be very careful to make sure it's in a designated place. Kedei Shel Yitzarech Bedikah Acheres. Because otherwise, you'll turn around, it'll be gone, and you have to do an entire new search. It's brought down by the Chok Yaakov and the Makor Chaim that in the event that this would happen, that you'd have to do a second search, would you have to say a second bracha? You call Malcolm Ein Tzarech Levarach Shenis Al Bedikah Zo. That would not be necessary if a person would have to search for the chametz that they initially found. Acher HaBedikah, after the search, miad immediately b'layla yivatlena. Immediately after you've done the bedika, you should do the bittel, and that is the language of the kol chamira dika rishusi. Anything which is in my domain that I do not know about, that will be considered hefker and ke'afr de'ara, like the dirt on the ground, just worthless, like ownerless. The Mishnah Berurah tells us that, and we discussed this a little bit before, that why is it necessary, if we already did the bittel, bedika, we already searched for the chametz, and this is the only chametz that I see, why is it necessary afterwards to do a bittel? So the Mishnah says, Mishnah Berurah says, the avogav dimidereisa bedika levad sagi, even though it's true, just the search alone, min haTorah, according to the Torah law, that's sufficient. Nonetheless, the chachamim made a decree. And as using the language of the Gemara, that Shema Yimsa Gluska Yapa. What happens if you find something, which is chametz, which is of tremendous value, a nice cake, Gluska Yapa? She'ena Nivatelus Be'atzma. The person would have not done a bittel. You come across something which is of value, which is chametz on Pesach. V'yisha Ma'at Kodem. She is Shrefenu, and a person sees this during Chol Moed, you have to burn the Chametz, and you look at it, and you just hesitate for a split moment, because it's worth something. B'yavrula b'bal yirav, a person will have then violated b'al yirav b'al yimas, because since you did not nullify this Chametz, even that split second you violated having Chametz in your domain. Avalim yivatlenu, but if a person, in addition to searching, doing the Bedikah, finding as much as they possibly can, and also they do a bittel, they also nullify everything. It's no longer considered yours, and therefore, even if it's something which is of value, since you said it was ownerless, it's not yours, and therefore you no longer violate having ownership of chametz. Still, we get rid of it, but nonetheless, because you did, in addition to the bedikah of you also did a bittel chametz, that's also a way to protect yourself from potentially finding other chametz. The Ramah continues and says, V'yomer habittel b'loshen shemavin. Even though perhaps maybe we're familiar with the Kol Chamira, and if you have a Haggadah or a Siddur which has an English translation, you'll know what you're saying. It's the key, as the Ramah says, is that you know what you're saying. And the Mishnah Berurah explains, because Shahari Habitl Hu Mitaras Hefker. The whole purpose of this declaration is to say that the Chametz is no longer yours. V'im Eni Yodea Mama Hani Habitl. If you have no idea what you're saying, then you're not really accomplishing anything. V'al Kain, therefore, Tov Lilmod L'Ami Ha'aretz She'inim Mavinim B'Loshna Kodesh. You have to teach people who may be not so knowledgeable that even though they could read Lashon HaKodesh, Shetomer B'Lashon Shemavina. Better that they should say it in a language that they understand. And then jumping, he says, Im Eino Maven Klal. If let's say you read this, but you have no idea what you're saying, V'Savar Sheomer Eisa Techina, you think you're saying something of the prayer, you're saying something about Tefillah, Lo Yatza Afil B'Di'evit. You have not fulfilled your obligation of Bittel at all. And therefore, what some people have the custom to do when it comes to the Bittel Chametz is to say the Kol Chamira, and then afterwards to recite it in English. This way, 100% you know that you're making this declaration, that you're getting rid of all your chametz. The Mechaber then continues and says, V'tov, and it's good, Lachser levatul pamacheres b'yom yadal. Sov shachamishis kodim shetagia shashishis. It's good even though the night before you did a bitl chametz, after you searched for the chametz. It's good to do it again around the time, and we'll discuss this in Aruch HaShulchan, at around the time when you're burning the chametz. We'll discuss exactly when to do it. You should do this before the 6th hour, because once the 6th hour has come, it's no longer really in your right to mevatel it, because it's now forbidden to you. So therefore, you have to make sure you do it before half of the day. The Aruch HaShulchan says, what is the reason why we have to do a bitul chametz two times? We do the bitul chametz at night, and then again the next morning. So he says like this, "B'tol v'lachzul levatlo." Quoting similar to the words of the Mechaber, that it's good to repeat and do another nullification of your chametz during the 6th hour, b'shas sreifas chametz, the time when it's burned. He says the reason of the bittel at night, enu koel chametz shaniach le'echol, it does not include the food that you intend to eat. Because we look at the nusach of the kol chamira at night, you're only nullifying the chametz that you do not know about. The chametz you do know about, you're not nullifying. And there's two reasons why you're not nullifying it. First of all, because you want to eat it, potentially, the chametz, until the next day. And also because you want to be able to burn that chametz. And if you do not own that chametz, you're not burning chametz. It's like offered the aura. It's like ashes. It's like dirt. So, in Cain, therefore says the Aruch HaShulchan, Yesh chash shem yishar ma'osa chametz, it's possible that a person may have some chametz remaining in their home, and you may violate owning chametz. Because you did not really complete your nullification process at night. But the next day in the morning, when you nullify the chametz, you're not only nullifying the chametz which you do not know about, but all chametz, and certainly even the chametz that you do know about. Debishlama belaila, good to make sense at night. Shaniach le'echol lo ha'yechshu levatloi. These things you cannot completely nullify, because as we said, person needs them to eat for the rest of the day. Avlamacher b'shashishis, when it comes to the next day, the 6th hour. No, you're no longer allowed to not only eat it, but also not to derive any benefit from chametz. That's the time in which you will nullify everything. The Omrim, and we say the declaration of kol chamira, the things which we know about, as well as the chametz that we do not know about. And he says, v'abitl hu kodem shashishis, that when you nullify the chametz that next morning, it should be done before the 6th hour. The shashishis aser b'hanah min rabbanim. At that moment, it's forbidden to derive any benefit from it min rabbanim rabbinically. Ve'in biyad the levatlo, and therefore you no longer it's in your hands to nullify. The aser bittel achas reifas chametz. And he says, what should you do? Should you do the bittel first, or should you do the burning of the chametz first? So he says that v'yasa bittel acher sreifas chametz. You should first do the burning of the chametz, and only afterwards nullify it. And he says it's logical. Logical dictate. Dim yasena kodem, because if you would first nullify your chametz, haris batel ha-chametz shirotz l'sarfo. You're saying that the chametz that you want to burn is no longer yours. V'lo yikayim mitzvas sreifam b'chametz shelo. And therefore, you haven't really burned your own chametz. It's no longer yours, because you nullified it before. Therefore, the Aruch HaShulchan says, first you do this sreifa, you burn the chametz in the morning, and then you nullify it. And then the Aruch HaShulchan, which we'll conclude with, says the following. V'ein lomer dikivan demevatel b'yom, if we already know that you're going to be nullifying the chametz during the day, and you're going to be nullifying all of your chametz, then what's the purpose, asks the Aruch HaShulchan, of nullifying it at night? Because after all, during the day, you're going to be nullifying all your chametz anyway. So what's the significance, the Aruch HaShulchan asks, of nullifying it just the night before? So he explains that there is a very great possibility that when it comes to the night, there's a difference between the day. When it comes to the night, a person has a certain time. You did the bedika, and afterwards you're going to nullify your chametz. But the day of Erev Pesach, when you're running around and you're constantly busy preparing for the Seder last moments, it's very possible, says the Aruch HaShulchan, that you'll end up not doing a sreifa, you might not end up doing a bitul chametz at all. And therefore, because of this, you'll end up not nullifying your chametz at all. So at least you'll have done the bittel chametz the night before, and then hopefully you'll also be able to do the bittel chametz once again in the morning.